I would like to provide you with an update on the ongoing situation between Ontario optometrists and the Ontario government. Despite Minister Elliott's public commitment to finding a solution, it has been 8 days of continued radio silence, while the Ontario Association of Optometrists, OAO, remains firmly seated at the negotiation table. We continue to share the disappointment of millions of Ontarians who suffer because the government is not taking their health concerns seriously. We have been clear on what OHIP patients need, a long-term sustainable solution that finally puts patient safety first. The OAO will not continue to accept the Ontario government's neglect of eye health concerns from the children, seniors, and most vulnerable in our communities. Being the lowest-funded province in the country comes with very serious consequences, including a lack of investment in the health of those who need it most. Our team will continue to fight for our patients' access to care and a real commitment to cost recovery. To reach the funding levels of the next lowest-funded province in the country, we need to see a 70% increase in funding. To date, the government has provided us a retroactive lump sum payment that amounts to $1 per OHIP eye exam. Our concerns are nothing short of a crisis and they demand the government's full respect and attention. Eye health has a direct impact on an individual's quality of life, and we will continue to advocate for our patients whose lives are negatively impacted by this government's lack of interest in our profession. Patients are angry and standing up with Ontario optometrists. To date, almost 300,000 Ontarians have signed petitions or sent letters to the health minister. We expect this government to take care of its people the same way we chose to when we took our oath to do so. Dr. Sheldon Salaba, President of the Ontario Association of Optometrists, editors note, the petitions are physical copies used in optometrists' practices when patients come in, that are then mailed to MPPs. The online version is sending a letter to the Ontario government directly via www.saveeyecare.ca.